Hi, I'm Ankit Astana, a program manager for Visual C++ team. One of my focus areas is to improve build time for software applications. In this talk, I'm going to provide an overview on what Incredible is all about. I will follow this up with a demo which will demonstrate building the popular cross-platform development framework Qt with Incredible. Then, I will wrap up this session by providing you links to resources where you can follow us to get started. Incredible is a software acceleration technology that offers a paradigm shift in processing speed and build visualization. Incredible can accelerate applications building in Visual Studio with MS Build, common development tools such as Make, CMake, Scan, and more. Incredible does this by transforming your network into a private computing cloud and then using this cloud to accelerate computational intensive processes by harnessing ideal CPU resources. Incredible is multi-platform, and in addition to Windows, is also available on Linux and for Android targeting. Lastly, Incredible also integrates with Azure and Visual Studio Online. Incredible plugs into Visual Studio via Visual Studio plugin. And when the plugin is installed, Incredible can be launched via the Incredible menu item as shown in the picture. When using Incredible with helpers or remote agents configured, developers can hope for anywhere between 4x to 30x build speed improvement, depending upon the size of the application. Incredible supports a variety of Microsoft compilers, C, C++, C#, Clang, Xbox, to name a few, are all supported by Incredible. Incredible also provides graphic visualization and diagnostic tools to visualize the build and identify the performance bottlenecks. Lastly, using Incredible, developers can also perform historical benchmarking and generate other business intelligence information about their application builds. Build Monitor is one such graphic visualization and diagnostic tool that Incredible provides, which allows the user to learn about key build KPIs such as number of files built, total build time, and more. Using Build Monitor's progress display, users can also visualize the distributed build process and in the process learn about build bottlenecks and understand resource utilization of the build by observing system graphs. Observing the system graphs. Incredible is currently supported for all Visual Studio versions, including Visual Studio 2015 Update 1 RTM. Incredible also provides support for accelerating common build tools such as Make, CMake, Ninja, Jam, Sconce, and more by just adding an extra build console command line. Naturally, all the build visualization and analytics tools we just talked about also work for these common tools. Developers should really view Incredible as an acceleration technology which is applicable to any serial task which can be parallelized. Using Incredible, users can also parallelize MS tasks, code analysis, asset building, rendering tasks easily, and allow them to use their idle CPU cycles and memory as though you have them on your workstation. This is an example showing Incredible building Qt. Currently, if you build Qt in Visual Studio, it takes about 15 minutes and 42 seconds. Building Qt with Incredible just using your local machine is already a vast improvement to 40 minutes and 4 seconds. This improvement is largely due to Incredible's build engine generating a granular build plan, which makes the build more parallelizable. Lastly, as helpers or distributed remote agents come into play, Qt can be built in just 1 minute and 45 seconds, which is a 9x improvement to your build productivity. So let's take a look on how to make this possible using Incredible through the use of a short demo. So here's my development machine, which already has Incredible installed. In the Solution Explorer, as you can see, I've already loaded the Qt source. Qt is a fairly large solution and has about 111 projects. It also has about 4,000 source files. As a result, this will serve as a good example to show off Incredible capabilities. As I mentioned during the overview section, the purpose behind Incredible is to be a platform for developers, build managers, and testers to accelerate their time-consuming tasks such as builds, tests, code analysis, packaging, and more. Incredible can be launched via the Uber Incredible menu, which lights up after the Incredible install. Let's now take a look at the agent settings section, which will allow us to demo a few of Incredible features. Agent settings allow user to control and configure settings for the distributed grid. I can choose between building locally by selecting this enable standalone mode, but let's just keep it this way for now, as this allows me to use multiple remote agents which I've already configured for this particular build. Using the Visual Studio Builds Advanced section, allows me to enable a feature called predictive execution, which is really incredible goodness. With predictive execution enabled, Incredible creates a more granular build plan than MS Build today, which allows for better build parallelism. This helps improve build speed. In addition to this, predictive also enables dynamic resource management, which allows Incredible to fine-tune resource usage on your box and scale up and down the resource usage depending upon your machine resources. Since I already have this option checked, let's now go ahead and build Qt. Building Qt with Incredible is easy. For doing so, bring up the Rebuild Solution menu item. Choosing the Rebuild Solution menu item, we'll go ahead and launch Incredible to build Qt. This will also pop up the build monitor tool that Incredible provides. Notice that Incredible is currently running the Incredible build tasks. Once this task is complete, Incredible will then use the entire distributed grid that's been configured. In this case, I'm actually using 48 CPUs to build Qt with Incredible. The list of the agents are provided in this column here, and each box here represents a build task. Green boxes represent successful compilations, whereas yellow boxes represents compilations with warning messages. Likewise, red boxes represent errors. Another great feature that Incredible provides is the ability to view system graphs. Users can select from a variety of system graphs, which provide a view of resource utilization dynamically as the application builds. In this case, I've selected CPU usage, total physical memory being used, assigned CPUs, utilized CPUs, and ready tasks. This is a really good feature as this allows me to view and understand the resource utilization from my application build. Build Monitor also provides other features. For example, I can use the Projects menu here to view how my different projects are being built and also view the Summary section to understand key performance KPIs such as the number of files built so far, the processing power for my distributed grid, and the build time that it takes to do my end-to-end builds. Thanks for watching this video. I hope this gave you an overview on what Incredible is all about. Please follow us on incredible.com and channel 9 to learn more about Incredible.